So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
So, property, section 24. First of all, if you don't know what section 24 is, let me ask you the question, and then I'll explain what section 24 is. So, should section 24 be reversed? So, section 24 is basically where, in the olden days, going back just 5 years ago, in fact, you were able to offset your interest-only aspect of your mortgage against your rent. So, if you were bringing in £1,000 a month in rent, and you had £600 a month in interest-only mortgages, your profit... Obviously, anyone can work this out. Your profit is £400. Now, section 24, no. Your profit is £1,000. What? We've got this allowable interest expense against the mortgage, which allows us to create the business in the first place. Oh, no. You can't offset that. Oh, but I can offset a car that I've got a loan against. Yeah. Ah, but I can't offset the actual thing that creates a business. It's just the most stupid bit of legislation. And here we are, 5 years on. They never listened to a word that we said. We said rents would go up. Rents have gone up. We said homelessness would increase. We said the stress around and anxiety around tenants and what they're doing, not being able to find a property because many landlords are going to leave. 50,000 landlords have left the industry since 2019. Today is 2023. That's under 4 years, 50,000 landlords. That's 12,500 landlords. Call it 1,000 landlords per large city. Now imagine that. Each landlord, not all of them will have one property. Some will have two, some will have three, some will have eight. They've left. Right? So what? 20,000 properties removed from the rental market in Leeds, let's just say. Do you think that might push rents up? Do you think that might cause tenants some anxiety? Of course it bloody well does. Now I've got into arguments with people and go, oh no, it doesn't make a blind bit of difference, that section 24. Of course it does, you muppet. How can it not make a difference? Now, if I want to make £400 profit on that, okay? Like, this is not rocket science, folks. On that £400, if I want to make that as profit, I need to add it onto the £1,000. In order to make the same level of money, I need to increase the rent so that I'm not losing out. And then you get people going, oh, well, landlords, we make too much money. Don't do anything. You should get a proper job. I got a proper job looking after you muppets. Bloody tenants shitting on walls and cannabis factories and not paying rent and disappearing and trashing the house. We spent £35,000 last year on a house refurb that a DSS tenant trashed. Do you think there might be a reason why we don't take DSS tenants? Of course, you're not allowed to say that. But all our tenants have to be professional tenants, you see. They all need to be in full-time work in order, one, to satisfy the mortgage and two, to pass references. So we'll accept anybody, but you need to be in full-time work. You know, to pass reference it. I don't care. Like, I'm not being dictator when we spent £35,000 repairing properties. And there's definitely an increase in damages and dickhead tenants when you're dealing with that level of a market. There just is. Compared that with the heart surgeon in one of my flats right now. Never hear from him. Too busy working 60-hour weeks. But that section 24 has obviously impacted... So many landlords, they've decided to leave, and also pushing rents up. Something wrong. So I saw a poll on LinkedIn just before I came live, and it said, should Section 24 be reversed? And that's why I thought, oh, that's a good one to talk about. 23% of people said no. 23% of people. Now, I also spoke to someone who works for the Roundtree Foundation, I think it is. They're experts on poverty. And I said to him, You know this is Section 24, and he's like, no, what? I'm like, Section 24, you do know what Section 24 is? He said, yeah, I know what Section 24 is. And then he said, I actually think we should tax landlords more. This is a guy, works in a poverty charity, complaining, by the way. See, I'm speechless. Complaining about rents increasing, but thinks you should tax landlords more. The level of disconnected thinking... It's so down here. I can't even come down to that level to even have a conversation with them because the level of thinking, and it's not even that they're thinking, it's the level of hatred of landlords that pushes people to this level of thinking. Now, the other one that really winds people up is when you say something like, yeah, all these empty homes, it is disgusting. You're absolutely right. What they should do is give an interest-free loan or a loan of very low interest, you know, 10%, £15,000, £20,000 to go in, refurb that house, and they have to give it to a DSS tenant until the loan is repaid and the house is brought back and given back to you in the same standard it was finished at when the refurb was done. Oh, no, we don't want to do that. I thought you wanted to solve homelessness. Yeah, we do. But I'm not that fussed about solving homelessness if it's going to help a landlord. So let me get this right. You'd rather have a homeless family than help Bob the landlord, who's been struggling because of Section 24, to refurb this house that another DSS tenant has ruined. You would much rather have this family homeless than give a low interest. You're still making money on this money, right? 10%. But you're now allowing this landlord to bring this property. No, we don't want to do that. There's a conversation that needs to be had around this, and it's not being had. And I sit here in my ivory tower, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, this is nuts. This is crazy. Absolutely crazy. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.